Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Chen Xuan.
Heavy downpours have been battering southern parts of southern China since Sunday. A total of 80 rivers in 6 provincial-level regions have exceeded their flood warning thresholds since noon today. The Ministry of Water Resources are continuing to enact a Level 3 emergency response posture for floods. Zhang Hong has more.
In Fengkai County, Guangdong Province, many roads were flooded due to heavy rains. Stores along the streets were closed. About 400 residents have been relocated. In Qingyuan City, the Beijiang River continued to rise, with 7 spots exceeding flood warning levels. All shipping has been suspended in the Qingyuan section of the river. In Fu'an City, Fujian, a truck slipped off a hillside due to a mudslide caused by the torrential rainfall. It took emergency responders over an hour to rescue the driver. Hekou County in Yunnan has also been hit with heavy rainfall in the past few days. Local authorities have sent working groups to launch a variety of rescue work, including saving a driver trapped in a car and sent a pregnant woman to hospital. In Fengshan County, Guangxi, a mudslide damaged a warehouse and a car. Residents near the warehouse were relocated before the incident and no casualties were reported. Some of the roads in the area were reopened after emergency repair work was completed. And in Jiangxi Province, heavy rains have affected a total of 548,000 people in 31 counties, forcing the relocation of 113,000 people. Local authorities said the downpour caused a direct economic loss of about 500 million yuan. The Central Meteorological Observatory continued a blue alert of heavy rain and said more rain is expected in southern China next week. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Live.
Shanghai Today unveiled a series of events under its Gathering Global Talents in Shanghai campaign. It was created to attract the high-level professionals to work in the metropolis. At the opening ceremony, the city's talent office announced various preferential policies to attract the talents around the globe, as well as measures to help Shanghai graduates find jobs or start a business. The government has already organized a total of 87 online job fairs and is expected to hold another 95 until October. More than 300 companies have applied to participate in the first event.
Now, students at some vocational schools can obtain bachelor's degrees. The first 37 graduates from Shanghai Zhongqiao Vocational and Technical University obtained their bachelor's degree last week. Zhang Hong has a story.
Digital media technology graduate Han Wen is working for an e-commerce enterprise as a designer after receiving her degree. Having learned practical skills like modeling and photography at school, Han finds it easy to handle her work.
During the interview, we learned that she is proficient with many different types of software. She is very skilled, so we don't need to spend much time training her.
Shanghai Zhongqiao Vocational and Technical University is a pilot school that began these programs 2 years ago. Han is one of the first students to receive a bachelor's degree from the school. The first 37 graduates, including Han, said they have advantages in job hunting due to the industry-specific training and clear career direction.
It's something new for me, and I had some concerns at first. I finally chose to study here as I want to make something of myself and I believe in our school's education system. There are more practical courses in vocational bachelor degree programs, which help us grow and gain a sense of achievement.
We will tell our students what job positions are suitable for in their field when they first enter the school. We will also clearly outline the skills and courses required for the job.
The college set up the first 6 departments and enrolled 272 students after transforming into a university. Practical courses like microbiological analysis at the laboratory account for 55% of the curriculum. That's twice the practical experience a student would get during a general college education. Graduate Yu Minghao was a member of the school's coffee maker R&D team and participated in many entrepreneurship competitions. He successfully obtained a job after graduation.
My college entrance score could have gotten me into a general bachelor degree program. But I still chose the vocational degree program here because it contained more practical studies.
The revised vocational education law came into force on May 1st, which clearly stipulates that a vocational education in China is equal to a general college education in terms of the degree. Nearly 130,000 students are now studying at 32 vocational schools that issue bachelor's degrees across China. Enrollment is expected to account at least 10% of students in higher vocational education programs by 2025.
China is a large manufacturing power, which requires a large number of technical personnel to ensure the quality of production. What we need to do now is combine our student cultivation programs with various industries in Shanghai.
So far, the employment rate of the city's first vocational undergraduates is nearly 75%. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
The first of three supermoons expected this summer occurred last night. Sky watchers feasted their eyes on the spectacular view. Images of the supermoon rising behind an ancient temple on the coast of Greece last night were circulating online. Other images show moonlight on the marble column of the Temple of Poseidon on the coast south of Athens. A June supermoon is called a strawberry moon as it occurs during the strawberry harvesting season in the northeastern U.S. and Canada. A supermoon occurs whenever the moon is at its perigee, which is the point in its orbit that brings it closest to the Earth, making it appear larger and brighter than a typical full moon.